Hello.
And welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
Bill.
Jim.
What a great summer we're having so far, huh?
Pretty good. We're getting into late summer. It is now officially late summer because...
the tournament is over.
That is right.
We play vintage baseball. We've been talking about this for almost three full years now.
Yes.
But every year we have a national silver ball tournament.
Yes.
So we get the shirts.
I have my shirt.
Yep.
And you have your shirt.
Because the last podcast, we were talking about the tournament preview.
Yes.
And now it's time for the review.
Okay. We'll get to that. But we also have, I think we got something a little unique here with us today.
I think we do too. So this is one that you've picked up here. We're doing a scotch today.
We are doing a scotch. This is two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, keeping in the vintage theme.
Yes.
We're going back to our roots.
Uh-huh.
And we're getting back into scotches.
Yes, we are.
And this is a...
Speaking of vintage.
Yes, this is a... It's a nice 15-year-old scotch.
Yeah.
It's the... how would you say that?
I would say Glendronach.
Glendronach?
Maybe it's Glendronach.
Glendronach?
Yeah, see, I see the D is in a larger...
Yes, it's Glendronach.
Glendronach.
Right. And yeah. This is the revival.
Oh.
Because, at least the story given to me...
Yeah, there must be a story here.
Is that this is the first distilling after restarting the distillery after it had been closed for some time.
Oh, I see. So this is the first batch.
Yes. And, you know, it aged 15 years. And, of course, our whiskey guru.
So you got this from Eric.
Eric. Uh-huh. Said, hey, I have something you might be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not I like the whiskey, I like the story.
Yeah. Sure.
So I love the idea of having one of the first batches that's been distilled in this distillery. It was an old distillery, I guess. You know, I believe the story is right here, but it's really small and hard for me to read.
Oh, my gosh. Founded in 1826 by James Allardyce, Glendronach was one of the very first licensed distilleries. It was also a pioneer of wood finishing and would have celebrated today's superb Glendronach, matured in the finest Oloroso sherry casks.
I believe that sounds familiar.
Well, we had something last time. The Edredor was aged in the Oloroso, and that's not the first time we've run into that word.
No.
The Glendronach is a perfectly balanced, smooth, creamy, full-bodied, single malt scotch whiskey. I like it.
I like it, too. Okay, so looking at this website, the distillery was mothballed in 1996 and reopened in 2001.
Oh, look at that.
It's a lovely gold... deep red bottle.
Yes, it is. I mean, that's a good-looking bottle right there.
That, I would say, very much looks like the Edredor in color.
Yeah, get that up to the light. That's amazing.
So, yeah, this is a more traditional-looking bottle.
Yep.
Another sort of Scottish countryside setting picture on the label.
Yeah, like a wood carving almost. And that's on the bottle, too.
Yes.
So, really looking forward to this.
Well, let's open her up and see what we got.
I'll let you do the honors.
Actually, it's a soft scent off the cork. Actually, same out of the neck.
Yeah, not a whole lot, actually.
No. So let's pour something up, Jim.
Oh, look at that in the glass, huh?
That's beautiful. Look at that color. I'd say it's a little more caramely looking than the Edredor. It still has some of those burgundy hue to it.
That it does. Legs, look at that.
Oh yeah, this climbs the walls nicely.
Wow, I like that scent. A bit vapory.
Oh yeah, there it is. Warm it up a little and it climbs up your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there is something there. Not sure what.
That could be that wine.
That Oloroso, it could be.
Well, shall we give her a taste?
I think we shall.
Wow.
There's a lot going on there.
There is. Wow. It's a little spice. A
little bit sweet.
A little sweet.
Warm.
Yeah, I'm feeling it still.
Yeah.
It's got a long finish.
In your mouth and all the way down.
Mm-hmm. I get a warmer finish than I get an initial bite. It's funny because you didn't get a... Well, we did get a little vapor up high in the nose, but it's definitely a very expansive feel.
Now, as your mouth dries out, though,
mm-hmm.
juicy fruit.
Oh, yeah. You get the nice little...
That's something?
You get that nice flavor of gum.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Definitely a
okay, fruit. So now, after I've had a taste, and I put my nose up to the glass, you get a little bit of burnt wood.
Yes, yes.
Strong burnt wood, actually.
Yep.
But you don't get a big smoke flavor.
No, not at all.
That's interesting.
That might be the scent that I got.
Yeah, but it was a little more fruity. Now I don't get that as much. Maybe it's
I
taste it.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't taste the wood. Interesting.
No, it's not wood that I smell. I mean, that's not what I initially smelled. I do get a little bit of that. No, it's something sweeter.
It's pretty tasty.
Uh-huh.
It's initially dry.
Yeah.
And it's spicy. It's got a pinprick to it. You know, it's sharp on the tongue.
Yeah.
And the very tip. This is good. I like this a lot.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
And it's a little bit more bitter than some of the bourbons we've been drinking, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to sample this with some water.
It will be.
Break it up a little bit.
Break it up a little bit into pieces. I mean, the color holds up nicely. This is there's a lot of subtleties. You know, the gum, definitely.
Yeah.
But that lags well behind. That's not a quick...
That's more as your mouth dries.
You don't get a... It's not sweet to the tongue when you first get it.
No.
To me, it's a little sharp. Then it's a little dry.
Yeah.
Then you get a nice flow. Yeah. Not a really harsh heat, but it's a lingering warmth.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
My mouth warms up, too, after I swallow.
Yeah, and then you got... it's that taste that... Right around your gums.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Coats your teeth nicely.
Warms your gums nice,
yes,
too. Yeah,
exactly.
See, this is the stuff I really kind of like here.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is definitely one of the high rankings from you right away.
Yeah, this is really, really good.
It is really
neat.
Good.
I can't wait to try it other ways. What I'm hoping is we can better identify what's going on here, because there's a bunch all mixed into this right now.
I'm getting more and more of the wood as I drink it up front. You know, the initial taste is more and more definitely the smoky barrel. I like it. I like it a lot.
Smoke or wood?
Wood.
Yeah, I'm not really getting smoke.
Kind of like a toasty wood. I wouldn't say smoky, but...
There is something
you can't
really there in that nose that I'm... Oh, yeah, there's wood. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but there's like a...
A hint of smoke, too, for that matter.
You're talking like a soft, sweet scent.
Yes. What is that? Is that the wine?
I don't think so.
I don't think it is either.
First, the wine is more of like the... you kind of get the fruit... That's mm-hmm. where I get the wine from.
Right.
I think it gets from the wine. But there's that.
That's what we had last time.
Usually when we read tasting notes, it comes off as being called toffee or vanilla or something like that.
Yeah, but I don't really get vanilla.
I don't get vanilla either.
Sometimes vanilla is written all over it in the smell and in the taste. And this one, I'm not really getting that.
No. It goes down easier every sip.
Yeah, it does. Well, you know... Grandma Cat is right, you know, when she challenged us.
To start the older, the better whiskeys?
Yeah, that the older ones must be better. I think her line of reasoning was they're more expensive. Well, yeah, they are, but yeah, there is a definite advantage to a matured
whiskey. And listen, these distillers know what they're doing when they bottle this. They know that this is going to be a much more complete snifter of whiskey than like a 10-year-old. You know, and I'm not saying that you can't get a decent 10-year-old, and that Macallan we did has no age designation on it, and it's like a $300 bottle.
Yeah.
But it was worth it.
Yeah.
I like that better than that 21-year-old
the Glenlivet, yeah. Well, yeah, and that was an amazing one, too.
Exactly. But this is every bit the glass of whiskey that those two have been.
Oh, yeah. Different character, though.
Yeah, this is a stronger... I think our friends who don't like our clean, softer scotches, the ones who like the harsher, peatier stuff,
like
might enjoy some of this.
More so than our usual sweet ones. Yes.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
There is a sweetness to this, but it's not up front, like you said. It's more in a finish.
Again, though, there's a little flat bitterness to the taste when you first drink it.
That's what's left on your tongue as you swallow it.
Mm-hmm. And then there's almost a little pinprick of spice also.
Yeah.
I call it spice. It's a milder version of the 9-volt on the tongue.
Yes, very much more mild, yeah.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's that sharpness, the same thing you get when you have like a very spicy...
Not like the Bullet, which actually was like a cinnamon.
Yeah, it's not like the Bullet.
That was more like a cinnamon feel on your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like a touch of that 9-volt battery.
Exactly.
A touch.
Yeah. Anyway, let's, speaking of water, drop here. We're a little more than a drop here. Actually, I still smell the wood.
And that strange...
That sweetness is still
it's
there.
It's like a flat, sweet something.
Ooh. Wow. It's a lot cooler to the initial, the lips.
Takes the heat right out of your
mouth. It's like a cool drink. Takes the heat out of your mouth. It definitely ups the wood flavor.
And it brings that juicy fruit up quicker.
It totally brings the sweetness way out.
I'm still struggling with that nose.
I don't know what it is.
And it's still there. It's still in the glass, even with the water.
The water hasn't changed the scent much at all.
No. Changed the taste.
It changed the feel, it changed the taste, and it changed the finish. The warmth is a little bit less.
Yeah. I think we did put quite a bit of water in this, though.
It still has a dry, definitely a dry scotch.
And that's probably the wood.
It could be the wood.
And I think there is a bit of smoke in there.
A little bit. I said, it's a bit of charred wood. That's
I'm getting a little more bitter.
Not full charcoal, but...
No.
You know,
no, I'm going now. I'm seeing your toasted...
Toasted wood.
Yeah, I'm picking that out now.
Right.
Strangely, I didn't get it that much on the neat. It's separating it out a little better now.
Yes, actually, you get a little bit more of the toasted wood out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
I think the water's brought that out more than anything else.
Not as much vapor.
No, but water generally takes the
exactly.
vapor away.
Exactly, yeah.
But the juicy fruit, like, starts and lasts longer.
It does. Comes out faster and then lasts longer.
It comes out faster and it still lingers, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, too.
I do, too.
I do kind of like this.
I like it neat better.
Well, the neat, you get the full experience.
Perhaps we put too much water into it.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I'm still at a loss for that scent.
Yeah.
But it's a great bottle of whiskey.
Oh, yeah. I think we'd put a ton of water in that. Yeah, we really lightened it up.
It's definitely lightened it up quite a bit. But
we'll have to get back to our spoonful someday.
Oddly enough, though, it still grips the side of the glass really well.
Even when it's empty.
Yeah, look at it.
Yeah.
It looks like a friggin' octopus. That's awesome. This is about the time of year I told the story about my grandfather. Remember last year we drank a toast to my grandfather's 100th birthday?
Yes.
I was wrong.
This is his 100th birthday.
His 100th birthday was this year.
Oh, well, we can drink it. When is his birthday?
We already passed it. It was August 2nd.
Well, we're still in August.
We are still in August.
We can still drink a toast. Actually, that was around the time of our last podcast. No, it was the very end of July.
Right.
That we recorded our
We recorded podcast. Our last podcast at the end of July, and we talked about our baseball coming up.
Right.
Which was another interesting tournament. Some challenges. I think that was as good a tournament as we've had in a long time.
Oh, yeah, I think it was a success. Absolutely, it was a success.
I think we did a great job.
We handled the weather.
Pivoting around the weather.
Yeah.
And being able to move, you know, the Saturday night games to Sunday.
To Sunday morning.
The only really lost game was the game we lost.
Because it was called when it was called. I'll tell you what, if we could have gone even another inning, I think we had something.
I think so, too.
And I think that would have changed Sunday.
Well, it definitely would have changed Sunday. But I don't think the tournament would be as good had we changed Sunday. I think the team playing on Sunday deserved to be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the team that we lost to deserved to win the tournament.
Yeah.
And they frequently do.
They frequently do. But that was a pretty good score.
It looked like
a fairly close game. I didn't see the game. But
What was the end of the final score? Did you find out?
Yeah, they sent an email out. I've forgotten now. Okay. But it was a fairly close game.
It was like we left about fifth inning, I think we left. It was, I mean, as typically, I don't know why I always draw a blank on their name because they kill us every time we play.
Talbot
was up early, but then Spring Creek came back.
I got to tell you, I actually, for once, this I think was the first tournament ever, I actually hit okay.
You hit pretty well. Billy hit pretty well.
18-10, Talbot beat Spring Creek.
Okay, so it was like 13-6 when we left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like... You know, first, I think they put up like 6 in the first inning, 3 in the second inning, and then Spring Creek started coming back. But then I was getting like eaten up by bugs and stuff, so I was like...
Well, let's back up a quick second.
It had been a long, hot weekend.
So. We mentioned this, the last podcast has been a very dry, very hot summer here. Well, all over the Northeast. And of all the times to get rain,
was our weekend.
It had to be our weekend.
Yeah, again, you can't complain about the rain, but you can't want the rain then.
Not right. Now, it interrupted that one game of ours. It pushed us back an hour, then it interrupted us a couple of times until finally, yeah, it poured. So the 3 o'clock slot,
which led to a tie in another game, which
unfortunately that led to a tie,
which those two teams ended up in the finals.
Yeah,
and the right team won.
And I think it was the right two teams, and I think you're right.
I think so too. I think so too. I mean,
no problem with the outcome of it. I think that funny though. Talbot, they were beatable.
Three different games they could have lost.
They could have lost against us. Again, I think if we had one more inning against them.
That's what I'm saying. Our game, the first game against Spring Creek, and then their second game against Spring Creek, all three of them were losable.
Yeah.
But we don't play competitively except for our tournament.
Yeah. They play competitively all the time. So, but yeah, it was kind of different in that regard for us, that the teams that we most thought would be unbeatable. Akron.
Akron got beat a couple times.
Yeah, they did. They were not the same team.
No.
And that then, has come here in the past.
Who was the second team we played?
Fulton. Yeah.
Yeah, Fulton Mules.
Yeah.
I thought they would be a little bit harder.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat us, but they had lost to the Rochesters.
And yeah.
Actually, it was either the Rochesters or the Spring Creek from our local teams, and I would have been perfectly fine seeing either of those teams.
Me too. In fact, the Rochesters had a very good tournament. So a success on many levels, even though the rain did come and interrupt, I think we were able to, like you say, pivot. I think we did a great job of...
I think we did it right.
Yeah, everything
So it worked out pretty good.
And hot.
It was hot.
Now, getting back to the Victory Baseball Club, our team.
Yes.
For us, it was not the best record we've ever had. I think it was probably the worst. We were 1-3.
I can't remember a time where we hadn't split at least 2-2.
2-2 is probably the worst we've ever played. And but it's not that...
I don't think, skill-wise, this was the worst we've done.
No, I don't think so either.
I think that we got some bad breaks.
Yeah.
And by the time we played our fourth game, didn't matter to us.
Right.
So, let me...
Yeah, let's pour some.
Pour a little bit of that on there.
Well, I have to tell you, this is probably one of the more fun ones I've
played. I had fun. I had fun, and that last game that we lost, I might be the only one. I love playing that team.
Oh, Flemington?
Flemington?
Yeah.
That team...
You know what? I never used to, but I did enjoy that game.
I enjoyed that game, but I like playing that team. It's another one of those teams that have been not every tournament. They took a couple years off.
Yeah.
But they've probably been to 10 out of 14.
So for our team, yeah, we probably had the worst record. That's not necessarily a reflection of how we played.
No.
Because I think we played very well except for the fourth game.
I think so, too. And I had a lot of fun.
And I had a blast. And you know what? We got more innings than I expected. I didn't think we'd get as many innings as we did.
Right.
You know, I had more than one at-bat every game.
I had a couple most games.
Yeah.
And I didn't deserve them. I was not batting well.
Usually I don't, because I never see these guys except for once a year. And yes, maybe I've seen them for 14 years,
right?
Most of them. But it's not, when you only see a couple of pitches.
You don't remember it.
I can't remember.
No.
That's, so anyway, let's toast the tournament.
To the tournament.
Let's do that now. All right. And then while we're at it, we'll take our first sip
of
the chilled, because this has been chilling for minutes now. Wow, the scent is...
Okay, so now you almost get that same spice, like, I'm not going to say cinnamon, but, yeah, cinnamon. Yep.
It's certainly sweet.
Yeah. Well, let's give it a little sip and see what we got.
That strange nose that I can't identify? It's there, but it's softer and sweeter, so.
Ooh. Welcome back. Oh, yeah. There's a strong finish now.
Strong finish, but I'll tell you what. That first swallow, it's almost McAllen-esque. Smooth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Sweet.
Wow.
That must be the wine that I was smelling before.
Okay, so I'm going to say, not quite as dry because it's chilled, which generally has the same effect on wines.
Yeah.
I still get that wood smell. I get a little less of the wood taste.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of flavor, except for the sweet, is really kind of diminished.
Well, here's the thing. The sweet is what I'm going to call the wine.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with that.
Because there's that wine dryness. Mm-hmm. After you swallow it, your tongue is dry.
Yeah.
And it's very, it fills your mouth. It's very flavorful. It fills your whole mouth.
Very sweet on the tongue.
Mm-hmm. It's a stronger sweetness than neat.
And the chesty warmth, which wasn't huge, but it was there. It's more in your mouth now. Not as much here.
But it still lingers and it holds.
I get it more up here.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you know, from the larynx up.
Oh. Did you just give me the finger?
No, I was just happened to be using that finger to point at my larynx.
I thought you were just...
But that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice flavor.
This is very nice.
Wow. This is a good bottle. This is a very good bottle.
Yeah, this is...
this is a keeper.
I love it when they're different, each of the three ways that you... You know, you get three different
whiskeys. This is going to be another one of those bottles I cork up, put back in its can, and leave it on the counter and not touch it for a long
time. Special occasions, yeah. Well, really now, nice. Price-wise, we sat down and mentioned it was a little more than we thought.
It's a $90 bottle.
Yeah.
Well, it was... And it was... It's... Again, it's a limited edition. You're not going to find these...
Won't be out there forever. Yeah. No. And it won't be everywhere, so...
No. And again, our man Eric tends to hook me up with things like this. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I'd like to say go out and buy yourself a bottle of this. I don't know if you'd be able to find
it. You might not be able to. Well, how long have you had this? You've had it all summer, haven't you?
At least. I've had this a long time.
Oh, even longer, huh?
We have...
Where is this one from, anyway?
I have no idea.
Aberdeenshire. I wonder where that is.
I have no idea.
Oh, it's a Highland.
Yeah. Is it a Highland?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, should I read the tasting notes?
Do read. We've already tasted.
Appearance: deep gold with a lovely mahogany heart. Yeah. Nose:
yes.
Incredible concentration of aromas. Treacle toffee.
Toffee. Okay. So again, did
and
I not?
And chocolate orange.
Okay. You know what? I can almost get the chocolate, but not the orange.
Yeah, I can see that. Maybe that's that odd.
That's that odd sweet. Well, the toffee is always that soft sweetness. Remember, didn't I say toffee?
Yeah, you did say that.
Vanilla.
You said tasting notes will tell you things that we don't always identify.
We don't always identify, but a lot of times when we feel that soft sweetness, it's like a vanilla or a toffee or something like that. So toffee is probably that taste that we always can never identify.
Nutty notes and vanilla. Well, I didn't get vanilla out of that. I don't even know about nutty. Maybe in the nose, maybe.
Is the nut, is that what they're calling the wood, the nut?
They're called, well, that's nose, yeah. We were calling it wood.
I just think it's wood.
Palate, a very dynamic and full-bodied dram. Chewy with toffee, chocolate, and treacle? Is that how you pronounce that? Treacle? Scones? And finish. Now, how's this for a finish? A veritable feast to enliven the senses.
A veritable feast to enliven the senses.
Well, yeah, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. Okay, first of all, I don't get scones out of this.
Okay, treacle is any uncrystallized syrup made during the refining of sugar. The most common forms of treacle are golden syrup, a pale variety, and a darker variety known as black treacle.
It's a chewy syrup.
Black treacle or molasses, our old friend.
Molasses.
It's a distinctive taste. Distinctively strong, slightly bitter flavor, and a richer color than a golden syrup. Yes. Well, this has been
this has been awesome.
A fun one.
Two in a row.
Well, you know, most of them are.
Okay.
Right? Most of them change their personality enough, at least two ways.
Yes.
This, all three.
Yes, this is all three were different. I do like this chilled.
I do too. I'm torn between neat and chilled, though.
I'm kind of right in that. I was about to say the same thing.
I think because it makes me think when it's neat.
So
because I'm really trying to figure it out. Here, it's taken a lot of that other stuff, minimized it, and brought out that sweetness.
Two scotches in a row, Jim. This one I'm not surprised by. Last one was a surprise at how good it was.
Well, we didn't have any expectations going in. Which,
this one I had some expectations for.
Given the age and the price. Yeah.
It's beyond those expectations.
Yeah.
It's always a crapshoot when it's something that's got multiple flavors in it. And, you know, you look at it and it's a dark color and it's not from our normal small circle of clean scotches. And this has a lot of full flavor to it.
It's the right neighborhood, Highland.
Yes, but there's a lot more
there's tons more flavors in this than there is in a Glenlivet or
But it's got that color.
Callan, but the color is like beautiful. There's a lot of strong flavors in here.
What's that smoky one that I had? Talisker.
Mm.
Okay, that's very smoky. That's very a lot of other things that this isn't. But
right.
But what is similar is for a fine whiskey.
Yes.
It had that bold personality and character.
This is
bold as well. Not as bold, but it's bolder than we would have expected from this neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, this is not the McAllen generic, we can give it to anybody and anybody can drink it sort of scotch.
Right.
It's bold, it's flavorful, it's surprising. And I love the color. I love deep colors. You know, these have been...
I do too.
Beautiful bottles these last couple.
Yeah.
More likened to bourbons than scotches to me. Scotches to me are generally more golden. Bourbons are usually more... deeper color.
Personality-wise, too, I think. It's more reminiscent of a bourbon, although we've had some really smooth bourbons. I can't say this is not smooth. It's just it's not...
This is...
When you think of a well-aged scotch, it's not quite as smooth as I would have expected.
Okay, so remember,
it's not harsh.
It's similar to the Bullet.
Yes, in that it's got a spice.
It's got a spice, and it's got bold. A bold flavor to it. But it's well more refined.
Yeah.
I mean, this is probably what Bullet should aspire to be.
But yes, that's a great way to put it. If Bullet were smooth...
I put that in that category, even though this is a scotch, that's a bourbon.
That's a bourbon, yeah.
I put those two...
Well, that was my initial feeling, too, right. When we were talking about spice. It's like, okay, well, that was cinnamon. This isn't cinnamon, but...
No, and...
It's kind of got that boldness to it.
But you know what I'm saying, though. Yeah. It ripped your tongue out and says, taste this.
Mm.
And that's what you get out of this. Yeah. The same thing you get out of the Bullet.
Yeah.
But it's not like, ugh, taste this. It's good. You know?
We've really not reviewed anything
that we didn't like.
That was like that.
Anyways, this is a great whiskey.
Yeah, this one was a lot of fun.
And
if you can find it, try it, because, boy, this one is...
It's
different for a Highland, I think, as well.
I agree. It's different than a Highland.
It's bolder than most Highlands.
I think it eases you from Highland into other things. This is fantastic. It's definitely a high, high quality whiskey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like a bolder whiskey... Maybe your palate isn't like our sweetness with the warmth. This is bold. So,
fantastic.
By all means, try this if you can get it. Try it all three ways. I think you'll like it either neat or on the rocks the best. But, this is by all means thumbs up on this. So.
100%.
Yeah. We'll have to reevaluate our stash and see what we're going to do next time.
I mean, this has been fantastic. This has been a great bottle.
Thumbs up.
Absolutely.
All right.
Three glasses way up.
That's right. My name is Jim.
And I'm Bill.
Thanks for listening to Hopscotch Wars.